With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden administration believes it's won assurances from Israel that it will not strike Iranian nuclear or oil sites as it responds to Iran's missile barrage against the Jewish state earlier this month. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel will decide its own response to Iranian missile strikes.
Whether and to what degree Israel conducts any kind of response is really for them to speak to and not us. And we need to be very circumspect about not inserting ourselves into that kind of operational decision-making by the Israelis.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Netanyahu's office that they listen to the opinions of the United States, but they will make their final decisions based on their national interest. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida counties hard hit by Hurricane Milton are returning to a semblance of normalcy. Governor Ron DeSantis says most of Florida has power.
We've now had over 4 million accounts restored to power since Hurricane Milton came. That is the fastest that's ever been done for that many accounts. And so you're even without power for a few hours. It could be a real pain in the rear end, but we had over 50,000 linemen. These folks really got to work. So you got about 170,000 accounts right now that are without power.
Still, some hard-hit neighborhoods remained without power on Monday. A major cool down is on the way nationwide. Over 60 million people were under some type of freeze or frost alert this morning from the plains to the East Coast. It follows a cold front that moved from the north-central portion of the country to the east. More cold air from Canada will make its way south through tomorrow. This is SRN News. Evangelicals talk about sin.
A new poll from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research asks the question, what is sinful? Amongst evangelicals, defined as people who hold traditional Christian beliefs about God, the Bible, and salvation, 96% say adultery is a sin. 87% think racism is a sin, and 86% believe viewing pornography is also sinful. However, the poll also reveals that only 76% of evangelicals say it's a sin to swear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Florida and the Southeast reeling from two massive hurricanes in less than a month, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief is putting out a call for more volunteers. Baptist Press reports that call for more volunteers are coming from Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina, among other states. That has resulted in more disaster relief training classes in Southern Baptist churches all across the region. This is SRN News. Well, pandas have returned to Washington.
Chinese officials say less than a year after three of its pandas were sent back to China, a pair of three-year-old giant pandas named Bao Li and Qing Bao have left a research facility and will soon be flown to Washington. The National Zoo has a long panda history.
Very cute. I'm a panda lover.
The first pandas from China arrived at the zoo in 1972. Bao Li means precious vigor and Qing Bao, green treasure. When they arrive is still up in the air. There will likely be an extended quarantine and acclimation period before they are introduced to the public. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Holiday sales are slated to set a new record this year. The National Retail Federation says they could go up by as much as 3.5% from last year, reaching about $980 billion. More details at srnnews.com.